Chapter 3. Berlin. Berlin is very big, but it is also one of the greenest cities in Europe. The city has a lot of parks and other green places. There are lots of green corridors, small roads, between the wild places in the city. Animals can use them to move around the city easily. There are also thousands of allotment gardens, small places for people to grow fruit and vegetables. These gardens help to bring wildlife to the city too. Now more foxes make their homes in Berlin than in the country around it. Some city foxes are not frightened of people. Sometimes it is possible to see a fox on the city's underground trains. Berlin has more goshawks than any other city in the world. These hunting birds move fast, and they can catch smaller birds in the air. You can see them at Tempelhoferfeld. This old Berlin airport is now a park. Fox. Goshawk. Thousands of wild boars live in Berlin's woods. Often they come into the streets because they want to find food. They can smell food from more than 3 kilometres away. Stone martens usually live in the country. Now they are learning to live in cities too, because cities are growing bigger and bigger. They find homes in roofs. Sometimes they bite and attack cars. Some people do not like them because of this. Raccoons usually live in North America, but now there are about 1 million in Germany. Why is that? In the past, there were raccoon farms in Germany because people liked raccoon fur coats. Some raccoons ran out of the farms and into the woods. Raccoons are intelligent and they can open rubbish bins. They go everywhere. From 1961 to 1989, there was a high wall between East Berlin and West Berlin. It was a very difficult time. Most people could not cross the wall, but rabbits could. Thousands of wild rabbits lived near the wall. Wild boar. Stone marten. Bin. Raccoon. Wild rabbit.